Let's go to Sydney now. Looking forward to seeing a couple of horses there. It's a strong program. City Tattlesalls Club Day, and Fell Swoop is there in the Lightning. Matt Dale's joining us from Canberra. Morning to you, Matt.
Oh, good morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to seeing him again. You've become a patient trainer, haven't you?
Oh, well, he's had a month between runs this time round, but he did have two runs in Melbourne in the space of 14 days, so two trips away, obviously, from home. So, yeah, we're happy to have a month between runs this time round.
How did he cope with it? I mean, long-term it'll probably help him, but just in this preparation, how have the two trips and two runs been?
Yeah, look, it's obviously very foreign to him, but as soon as he gets home, he gets back into his routine, and we bring him straight back to Canberra, sort of, you know, race Saturday and comes home Sunday night. And as soon as he gets back into his yard here and gets back into his routine, he recovers quite quickly. So I've been happy with the way he's ticked over in the last couple of weeks. And he had a nice gallop this morning, felt really good. And will be accepted tomorrow for Randwick Saturday.
Okay. When you say he gives you a good feel, do you ride them, Matt?
Yes, yeah. I gallop, do all of his main gallops. So, yeah. No, he felt really well this morning.
Gives you a good edge just, you know, that you're, I know you've got track work riders that you can rely on, but when you're on yourself, Matt, it must give you a good feel.
Yeah, I've always sort of ridden my own work, and I do like to ride majority of their last gallops leading into their race, or last main gallops leading into their race, or ride with them. But yeah, it's something that's, you know, sometimes stopwatches don't tell you everything you need to know, and being able to get on their back and feel them's a big asset, I feel.
It's a hell of a race on the weekend, isn't it?
It is quite deep. Obviously, it's this time of year. Everyone's got their good horses in for the spring carnival, and there's a hell of a lot of good sprinters in Sydney, and some pop down to Melbourne. And but obviously, as you can see there with the nominations, it's a deep field. Yeah,
it is. The decision's been made to run in the Lightning on Saturday, but were you ever pondering a race like something at Caulfield?
Look, we were considering the race that's there tomorrow, the listed race at Caulfield tomorrow.
Yeah.
I just opted to. He's still, I think, a little bit at sea on his Melbourne leg. You know, both starts at Moonee Valley and Caulfield, I thought he's been vulnerable that way of going, albeit he's overcome that and won. I just thought this deep into a preparation, I'd like to give him, you know, one more run Sydney way, and then more than likely he'll go out for a spell, and he's done a great job. He's been up a while, and get out and have a rest.
Yeah, he'll like the spell because he's a really strong horse, Fell Swoop. Jay Ford takes the ride?
Yeah, that's right. Jay's booked to ride, and Jay's been doing a lot of riding for me down in the Canberra area over the last couple of years successfully. We've built up a good relationship there, so Jay takes over on Saturday.
Looking forward to it. I know you've got another entry there, Mystic Puzzle in the 1200, but Fell Swoop certainly going to carry the order there come Saturday.
Yeah, that's right. The obviously, the addition of the country races onto the Saturday program are going to add a new dimension, and a lot more country horses will be heading up the highway to race on a Saturday in Sydney. So it's a great initiative from Racing New South Wales there, and at this stage, Mystic Puzzle will head up with Fell Swoop.
Okay. Good luck with the week ahead. Thanks for your time, Matt.
No worries. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Matt joining us there with Fell Swoop. Also lining up in that race, or at least I think so, is Art Lee. Todd Whelan is joining us, leading trainer of the Country Championship winner. Morning to you, Todd.
Morning, Andrew.
You're going to the 1100 first up?
Definitely, yeah. We're definitely down there Saturday, and we'll see how it pans out.
How's he come up, the now five-year-old?
Very, very happy with him. He's matured a lot more, which always moves kind of going to be doing in his barrier trial and things like that. He seems to have learnt to settle a bit and not be over racing as much, so that'll be nice going forward.
It will be. I mean, he did such a big job to win, come through and win the wild card and the country championship final the way he did, that it is the big step now, isn't it, into this grade on Saturday and whatever else you've got planned, maybe Melbourne.
It is, yeah. It's a giant leap, to be honest. In all honesty, I didn't think the field was going to be as strong as it was. I thought a few of them horses might have already been in Melbourne. But we're at a sort of crossroads now, whether he's going to step up and stick his nose out and step up to them higher-grade horses and races, or whether we're back, you know, racing on Saturdays in town.
But he's a different horse listening to you there, that he has grown into his body a bit.
He definitely has. He's a lot thicker this prep. Last prep he was a bit narrow, but he was up for a long time. And the way he trialled, Mitchell was very happy with him. It's going to be a bit too short for him on Saturday, just due to his manners have improved a bit now. He's not wanting to get out and over race, and I'll probably run him off his legs early. But if he can be finding the line late, I'll be very happy with him.
Is the plan this run and hopefully finishing off well that you'll go to Melbourne?
There is a few options. I've recently come across a listed race at Hawkesbury too. So there's definitely, we've got Derby Day, Melbourne Cup Day and a race at Hawkesbury all in mind. Depending on how he comes through the 1100, whether I can jump him straight to the 14 or he's going to need another run at the 1200, that'll make up my mind whether I go to Melbourne or stay here.
Well, mate, you did yourself very proud back in the autumn with the way that he just shone so brightly for you. It's done your business okay, I hope?
Yeah. We've picked up a fair few horses, and our stable's sort of been at capacity since Art Lee come along. He's helped my business a fair bit, and very appreciative.
Looking forward to him on Saturday with Mitch Bell taking the ride. Good luck with it, Todd.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Good on you, mate. Todd Whelan there from Muswellbrook with the latest on Art Lee. Attractive races there. It'll be a very strong program at Randwick on Saturday. City Tattlesalls Club Day.